You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let us begin down in South America, Brazil in particular, where I ask you, are we going to continue to see these isolated kind of showers over the next week or so?
Yeah, definitely in the western areas, the northern areas, although some of the growing areas of the central and south will see a little bit of a drier weather pattern developing. All in all, it looks like near to below average amounts of precipitation over many of the Brazil growing areas over the next week to 10 days.
So a general,
and a little cooler than normal as well.
So a general soaking not in the cards.
Not a general or widespread soaking, but hit and miss shower activity is definitely in the cards. It's just not going to get everybody.
And I suppose that's not all a bad thing because they've been getting quite a bit of rain in parts of Brazil lately.
That's right. And these temperatures that we're seeing over the next week or so are definitely still going to be a little bit cooler than normal. And that has been something we've seen more often than not so far this growing season down in South America, is temperatures a bit below normal in some areas.
And what about in Argentina?
A little more moist down there. The shower chances are going to be higher, especially in the central and the northern areas. Rainfall amounts there going to be close to normal. Chances of Argentina getting rain a bit higher than in Brazil.
More rain in the far-out forecast, 5 to 6 to 10 day?
For Argentina, yeah, and that spotty activity in Brazil, definitely.
And here in the U.S. Midwest, a lot of kind of clipper rain showers moving across?
Clipper, a good way to describe it. These systems are just racing across the country right now. There is yet to be a pattern for these storms to slow down. They're going coast to coast very quickly, and when that happens, you get quick-hitting storms that don't have an opportunity to gather moisture, gather strength, and really hammer anybody. And for another 5 to 6 to 7 days, this trend is going to continue, although there are hints of a change in the lower 48 states in terms of a colder weather pattern for the United States. Nothing significantly colder, but colder than it's been, and better chances for storms to slow down a little bit starting late this weekend and into early next week. But through this week and into the weekend, the pattern we're in is going to hold for a little bit longer. We hope that that change in the weather pattern can end up bringing some needed moisture to some of those south central and central states that could really use it.
Snowfall potential for places like what, eastern Dakotas, Nebraska?
Well, those areas are still going to be, at least in the next week, still warmer than normal. But down the road, mid to late next week, those chances in those states you mentioned for better chances for moisture will come on in, as the systems will not zip so fast across the country. They'll slow down a little bit. So the second half of January holds a little bit of promise in many areas of the central, east central, and west central states.
Before I let you go, let's go back overseas, where in South Africa, it looks like they've been getting quite a bit of rain.
They have. The trend is going to be a little drier, although there's still going to be quite a bit of shower activity, especially favoring areas just north and east of South Africa. South Africa kind of on the edge of the better moisture.
And they needed it.
Yes, they did.
And what about in Australia?
Well, the chances of rain looking pretty good. They have started to cool off over there after some hot weather over the last couple of weeks. Rain chances over many areas of Australia over the next week look high.
Any places you keeping a particular eye on?
Well, we've had some severe cold in some parts of the globe over the past week. We've had some record cold in India. We've had record snowfall in Japan. All a hint that there's a lot of winter weather still left in this winter season. And although most of the country since just before Christmas has enjoyed above normal temperatures, just remind folks that there's a lot of winter left and we could see things change by later this month.
Potential for La Nina?
Well, there are hints in the last update that some sea surface temperatures in the Pacific have cooled a little bit below normal. However, there are pockets still of water temperatures a little bit above normal. Too early to tell if those cooler water temperatures are a trend and something we'll see in the next update, but it does bear watching.
Thanks much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don joins us every Tuesday afternoon here on AM 580.